31. The Prototype. Monday morning in Neil's yard, she keeps the Blue Ant phone on and nearby while she works through her program. It rings while she's on the pedipole, a device that makes her think of Leonardo's drawing of the human body's proportions as they relate to the universe. Her palms, fingers spread, are pressing down into black foam stirrups. The woman using the nearest reformer frowns. Sorry. Case lets up the springs, releases the stirrups, retrieves the phone from the pocket of the Ricksons. Hello?
Good morning. It is Negemi. Are you well?
Yes, thanks. And you?
Indeed well. Stephen King's Wang ships today. I am very excited.
From Maine?
From Memphis, she hears him smack his lips. Hobbs phoned. He says he has what you need, and now it is up to you. Shall we visit Mr. Greenaway and pay his ugly price?
Yes, please. Can we do it now?
He will not open until 11. Shall I meet you there?
Please. He gives her the number in Bond Street.
See you there.
Thank you. She places the phone at the blonde wooden base of the pedipole and gets back into position. If there's any one thing about England that Case finds fundamentally disturbing, it is how class works. A word with a very different mirror world meaning, somehow. She's long since given up trying to explain this to English friends. The closest she can come is that it's somewhat akin for her, if only in its enormity, to how the British seem to feel about certain American attitudes to firearms ownership, which they generally find unthinkable and baffling, self-evidently wrong, and so often leading to a terrible and profligate waste of human life. And she knows what they mean, but also knows how deeply it runs, the gun thing, and how unlikely it is to change, except, perhaps, gradually and over a very long time. Class in England is like that for her. Mostly she manages to ignore it, though there's a certain way they can have on first meeting of sniffing one another's cast out that gives her the willies. Catherine, her therapist, had suggested that it might in fact be because it was such a highly codified behavior, as were all of the areas of human activity around which Case suffered such remarkable sensitivity. And it is highly codified. They look at one another's shoes first, she's convinced, and Lucian Greenaway has just done that to Negemi, and doesn't like them. Slightly dusty black DMs, they're fat-proof, as advertised, air-cushioned soles, now planted firmly before this counter in Greenaway's shop, which is known simply as I. Greenaway. Quite large, Negemi's DMs, Case thinks, estimating a British size 11. She can't see Greenaway's shoes behind the counter, but if he were American, she guesses they might be toe-cleavage loafers with tassels. Though they wouldn't be that here, something by a Savile Row maker, but she guesses not bespoke.